I was sitting over there a few minutes ago, and I believe the Holy Ghost spoke to me to tell you something. Sister Joyce, you are to mark this weekend as a landmark for Sounds of Victory. Establish a memorial unto the Lord for what He has started, the Sounds of Victory, for this weekend. That it would be something that you look back on and say, look what the Lord did. And look forward to what the Lord is going to do. But mark it as a landmark. If you look at the Old Covenant, you'll find many times where they built a landmark. There was a memorial when they crossed through the Red Sea. They built, they took 12 stones and they stacked them up. When they went over the Jordan, they stacked. There was something there to mark the great happening of what the Lord has done. I believe the Holy Ghost spoke to me to tell you to mark you, Lord, this
Jesus.
Weekend.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I do not know what that means other than what I just said. All right? So I am so glad to be here tonight. The last time I was here and I preached a message that I felt the Lord gave me, and that was to praise your shackles off. Well, let me tell you, I believe a preacher should be the first husbandman of the fruit. I believe we should be the ones first to line up with the Word.
Yes.
And so, Nina knows what I'm talking about, but I've been trying to practice that. When I say that, I don't say that in lack of respect for the Lord, but for me, I've been trying to practice that, and for several weeks, maybe a couple of months, I'm not sure. And I began to just praise the Lord. It didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter whether it was good or bad. I just praised God. I just kept praising the Lord when I was at work. I praised the Lord when I was at home. It did not really matter to me what was going on in my life at the time. And I'm here to tell you this. This is a fact, Jack. A shackle shattered.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you.
Amen. And that shackle shattered to the glory of Almighty God. Amen. Thank you, something, church.
Yes.
I know what I'm saying. You have to be in my shoes. You have to be in my skin to know what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to go into long and drawn out because it really doesn't matter right at this point. Just know that God does do what He said
Amen.
He will do.
Amen.
And praise is what we are supposed to. You know, that's what the Bible tells us. That is what we are supposed to do. That's why we are created.
Yes.
That's right. We were created to praise Him.
Amen.
And what happened is Satan stole that.
Yeah. Come on.
And Satan continues to steal that. Well, I don't feel like praising. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says if you have breath, praise.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you're dead, you can't praise. And I'm talking about physically dead, you can't praise.
That's right.
But let me tell you something. If you have breath in your body, then you need to praise God regardless of what you're in or what you're going through.
Yes.
In spite of.
Yes.
Because, see, the devil hates that.
Yes, he does.
Especially when you're down in the mully grubs and all hell broke out against you, and you begin to praise God.
Amen.
My Lord and my God. You know what happens to the devil? You know what I said the last time? He starts getting one of them big old headaches. He knows now he has lost the battle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to encourage you to praise the Lord and don't stop now.
Amen. Yes.
Remember I said even if you die, to be absent with the body, to be present with the Lord? Man, I can't think of a better thing to do than go out praising.
Amen. Bless him.
I can't think of a better way to go.
Amen.
Y'all are quiet.
Come on.
You must have had some good preaching this morning. Y'all are full. You're full tonight. Well, if you have a Bible, I'd ask you to turn with me to the book of Acts, second chapter. And I believe the Lord gave this to me back before I preached the last time. I don't know exactly when it was, to be honest with you. I just don't remember by the date. But He spoke to me. And He spoke to me in such a way, I said, Lord, I don't know how we're going to get this one kicked off. I really don't know. You know, sometimes you have lead-in scriptures and you just know a story, you know, and I can't think of anything. I'm just as empty as a barrel when it comes to how you kick this thing off. So I'm going to read the scripture, this verse of scripture, and then we're going to see what the Holy Ghost has to say. In the second chapter of Acts, starting with the first verse. See, all Pentecostals know this by heart. Well, at least one scripture, one verse. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, we're going to pray. I'll just do whatever I feel like the Lord just spoke me to do. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word is truth, because Jesus is the word and he is truth. And I am thankful tonight, Lord, that we have the written word, but we have the living word that abides in our heart. And I thank you tonight, God, for this congregation of Sound Victory, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they open our hearts to receive what you speak to us tonight. Help us to be obedient to what you're saying to us, Lord. And God, help us to be those that are doers of the word, not just hearers. So tonight, Lord, I pray for the anointing to be upon the hearer, and upon me, Lord, that I may deliver exactly what you once said. And Lord, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. And when the day of Pentecost had fully arrived, and was in full swing. That's not King James. That's Prince Brad. And suddenly there came the sound of it from heaven as of a violent wind.
Yes.
A violent wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. There wasn't one spot in the room that didn't have the sound of a violent wind. And there appeared unto them fire split set upon each one of them, and they began to speak in languages that they did not know. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, tonight, I want you to understand something. I'm not going to preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the scripture we often use. But I'd like to preach this one little word. Suddenly!
Yep. Come on now.
Suddenly!
Yes.
Without warning.
Come on, brother. Oh, yes.
In came the mighty rushing wind.
Yes.
Without any hint that it was coming at that moment.
Come on.
See, the Lord already told them, go into the upper room and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. They went into the upper room, 120 out of 500 that were told, 120 went up there, but they were sitting there in one accord.
Yes.
They were in unity and harmony, praying and speaking of the goodness of God, but suddenly.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on, man.
I'm here tonight to tell you, I need a suddenly.
Yes. Come on.
I want God to show up suddenly. I want the Holy Ghost to rock the house suddenly.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Without warning.
Yes.
I didn't say without preparation.
Come on.
I said without warning. Without any hint that it was going to do it in any given way, I just wanted to show up.
Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of the Lord.
There were two men after Jesus had risen from the grave. There were two men on the road to Emmaus. They were walking and talking to one another about what had transpired, that Jesus, the great prophet of God, had died, and that he was buried in a borrowed tomb, but that when they went back, the tomb was empty. And they're walking and talking. They're talking about this, and it doesn't say this in King James, but I'm here to tell you that suddenly, suddenly the fourth man showed up. Suddenly the one that shut the lion's mouth showed up. Suddenly the great and mighty Prince of Peace showed up. Suddenly the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings showed up. And he began to listen to them and said, what is it that you are talking about? It wasn't that he didn't know, church. He wanted to hear them tell it himself. He wanted to hear a testimony. And they began to say, are you a stranger? Do you not know what just took place? And they began to tell the whole story. And as they talked, suddenly he showed up. And as they talked, after a little bit, suddenly he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they began to notice something. While he was talking to us.
Oh, come on.
While we were sharing with him and he with us.
Oh, yes.
Did not our hearts burn with when he shows up suddenly, our hearts will burn with him.
Oh, come on, yes.
Because the great I Am has shown up. If we will get up suddenly, as it did on the day of Pentecost, without warning, he shows up. We know he's here. We know he abides within us. But if he just shows up suddenly,
come on in.
Then we can't throw up any hindrances or roadblocks.
That's right.
Oh, bless God, I don't believe he shows up. When we start thinking that, he won't show up.
That's right.
We put him in our little precious box. You know, God has to show up a certain way. You know, I'm going to take the lid off this, all right? He has to show up the way I want him to, or he is not. That's not God.
Oh, come on, brother.
When we put him in a box, then there's no suddenly about it. It's when we decide there needs to be no box, that he's going to show up the way he wants to show up. Suddenly.
Amen.
Suddenly,
yes.
As a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole house, did he show up?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Nina asked me, she said, do you know what you're going to preach? This is, I don't know, sometime earlier this week. I said, yep. I said, suddenly. When I said suddenly, he suddenly showed up. I was headed upstairs. See, she doesn't know this. When I got upstairs, my knees went downstairs. And I began to weep and cry, and I got snot ugly, church. I mean, I began to cry because the Holy Ghost showed up suddenly.
Yes.
The King of Kings showed up suddenly. And I said, Father, I don't understand why. Why you would use me? Why you would touch me like this? But you showed up suddenly.
Yes.
And I need a suddenly. Church, maybe you don't need one. Maybe you're comfortable in your own little corner somewhere.
Oh, no.
But let me tell you something. I want to be standing in the middle of the house.
Yes.
When he shows up suddenly.
Yes.
It fills the whole house.
Amen.
Y'all been in church since Friday. I ain't.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to take and get me some good stuff here tonight.
Come on,
I'm going up to the counter and get myself a chocolate malt and a strawberry malt tonight. I'm going to get myself a banana split with a cherry on top. I'm going to get my fill tonight. He doesn't show up because we ain't talking about him.
Come on, brother.
Not in a positive aspect. Grumbling and complaining, maybe, and griping and whining and fretting over stuff instead of saying, oh, ain't God good. No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free.
Come on.
I am free. When we start telling of what God, we just start talking.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I work in Sodom or Gomorrah, and I'm not sure which one it is, but that's where I work. But I can get along with a Christian and start talking about the goodness of God. And the next time, suddenly.
Yes.
Sorry. I got my walking shoes on tonight. Suddenly he shows up. Suddenly he's standing there. Suddenly he's tapping me on the shoulder. Suddenly he's hugging me. Suddenly, because we were sharing with one another about the goodness of God.
Yes.
And the day of Pentecost was fully come. He suddenly shows up.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now, there's some of you sitting there probably thinking, well, you know, I've had some suddenlies, and I'm good with it. I need a loved one to have a suddenly.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Anybody got any lost loved ones?
Yes.
Amen.
Anybody got any that are bound?
Yes. Amen. Come on, brother.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
God, tonight.
If they're lost, they're bound.
Amen. That's right.
Give me a hint.
Yes.
Did you know there is a story in the Bible, in the book of Acts, about a man who went about threatening and breathing threatenings. He was killing people. He was having them thrown in jail. He was hated of the Jews. I don't even think the Gentiles liked him a whole lot because he couldn't be trusted.
Right.
That man named Saul, he was doing all of these things. And here's what the Bible said. Saul desired of him, the leader, he desired letters to go and get more Christians to have them persecuted. Now you get ready for suddenly.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
You don't know where my child's at. You don't know where my daddy's at. You don't know where my uncle, my grandma, my mom. You don't know how deep in sin they are. They are not a Saul of Tarsus.
Come on.
Right.
Come on, brother.
I'm in Kentucky. They ain't a Saul of Tarsus. And the Bible says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus suddenly.
Yes.
Yes.
He wasn't expecting it. He wasn't. Look, this man was a hater of the children of God.
Come on, tell it, brother.
That's right.
Yes.
He served his master Satan with full vengeance. He wasn't expecting God to show up. But the Bible says, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he, Saul, fell to the ground.
Yes.
I told Nina here the other day, I said, our suddenly is coming.
Yes. Amen. I believe that.
I don't know what that suddenly is, God. Brother Don, but ours is coming. Our suddenly is coming. And suddenly there shined about him a light from heaven. He fell to the ground and he heard a voice saying, Saul! Saul, why are you persecuting me? Now, folks, is it just me? Am I so simple-minded that that's shouting material?
Mm-hmm. Come on, brother.
That the Lord God Almighty even knows a sinner's name.
Come on. Yeah. Yes.
And he will call him by name.
Yes.
He will show up suddenly to introduce himself to that sinner man, woman, boy,
come
or girl.
On, brother.
He will suddenly mess up their life for the good.
Amen.
He will suddenly meet them on a road. They have a predetermined idea what they're going to do. He says, I am suddenly going to mess up your plans.
Yes, right.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what happened to me as a snotty-nosed kid. I was a pretty doggone good sinner. Yes, sir. I could lie with the best of them. I could cheat. I could tell dirty jokes. I even smoked cigarettes. I didn't drink. And I didn't do drugs. Didn't understand why anybody wanted to do those things. I thought people were nuts enough without it. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, raised as a preacher's kid, taken to church, playing on the benches with a penny and a songbook when I was a child, going and listening to my dad preach and other preachers preach. And Sister Joyce, I was still a pretty good sinner. But I was there at church one night with no end. I'd heard his voice, but I had no intentions of ever going up and resigning over to him. And there I stood in the back of that storefront mission, and suddenly I found myself standing in the aisle, walking, holding on, headed for the altar.
Yeah,
suddenly, I don't know why my feet are going, I don't know who's controlling my feet, but I'm headed up the aisle. Suddenly, I found myself at an old altar built out of 2x4s of paneling. Suddenly, I heard myself crying out, God, forgive me of smoking, of cheating, of lying, of cussing. And I named off everything I could name. And here's the best suddenly of all. I suddenly felt the weight of sin.
Yes.
Yes.
I rose up from that altar, a born again, snotty-nosed kid. And I'm going, I ain't never felt so good. You mean to tell me some kid going to hell? Problem is, some kids have already gone to hell because they ignored their suddenly.
That's right. Come on, brother.
That's right.
Brother John, when God decides to show up, it's going to be a suddenly. It's going to be a suddenly. I'm going to tell you something. When my suddenly took place, there was something that took place in me.
Come on.
There was a change that happened in Saul. The two men walking on the road to Damascus, there was something that happened in them. And the Bible tells me that when a suddenly takes place, by God, something happens.
Yes.
And then I read last time I was here about Paul and Silas in prison, and they begin to pray and sing praises unto God, and suddenly.
Yes.
Now, some of us may need a sudden earthquake to get our attention. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If God speaks your name, that would be earthquake enough for me.
Amen. Amen.
I remember one time, I'll get back to Paul and Silas. We'll leave them in prison a little while longer. They're still praising and praying. All right. I was in work one time. This is back years ago. I had been whining. I call it praying. But I had been whining to the Lord. Anybody ever griped?
Oh, yeah.
Liar, if you say no. You've griped to the Lord. Yeah. You've wrung your hands. Okay. You've complained. I was griping to the Lord, and I was calling and praying. I said, Lord, why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? Why isn't this? And suddenly, I heard, why don't you just shut up?
Come on. Yeah.
This is the truth. I'm in the men's room. Why don't you just shut up? I actually did this. There wasn't another human being in the men's room. Just me and Jesus. Some get the upper room. Some get a road to Damascus. I get a men's room. He said, why don't you shut up and listen? I said, yes, Lord. I shut up my whining, my crying. I even shut up what I thought was praying. And I waited. I'm standing in front of the mirror. And I'm going, okay, you got my attention. And he didn't talk. It wasn't until later that he suddenly began to speak to me and began to tell me something that I had not realized. But when he told me, I had to confess. I had to make it right. It wasn't an earthquake. He didn't walk with me down the road and say, hey, what's going on, guy? He already knew what was going on. He knew that this preacher's kid was doing nothing but complaining and whining and crying and talking all the time. Couldn't get a word in edgewise unless he would strike me dumb. Didn't get my upper room experience. But he got my attention. And after I repented and asked God to forgive me for that, Sister Ina, it wasn't too long after that that the things that I was whining and crying and complaining about, instead of asking and believing for, God moved.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Well, why didn't he move when you were whining, crying, and complaining?
Come on, brother.
Because that's not what the Word of God says. It said, let your request be made known unto God. Yes. He didn't say gripe and complain. He said, let your request be made known.
Come on.
Pray. Ask. Don't gripe and whine.
That's right. Come on.
Hey, the preachers must have preached good Friday and Saturday this morning. Because you all are just
come
quiet.
Come on, you're topping it good, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, you're good to topping.
And this is for me.
It's for me. For all of us.
We're just sucking it in, brother.
Yes. And here's Paul and Silas. They're praying, beaten to a pulp, in prison for nothing. Remember the story? Yep. In prison for nothing that they did wrong. And they begin to pray and praise, and suddenly,
yes,
an earthquake takes place.
That's right.
Now, I share with you, you see how kind I'm going to be tonight? I'm almost finished. I've got an hour closing, but I'm not finished with the message. It was funny. When Paul was walking on the way to Damascus, suddenly, he saw the bright shining light. Really? Yeah, I want you. Did you see a light shining? Y'all can see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
See the light burning? They saw. And look at this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and suddenly there came a sound.
Yeah.
They heard. And Paul and Silas, while in prison, And suddenly there came an earthquake. They felt.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Praise God.
God's given three different opportunities for us to get our sudden.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's more than that.
Yeah.
But he gave us examples of three different ways that he could possibly get our sudden to us. You know what I hope he does? I hope I can see it, hear it, and feel it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
good
amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
We Pentecostal, oh, we got to feel something.
Now. Oh, yeah. Come on.
We got to hear something. We got to be led.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I want to know when God shows
come
up
on.
And I want it to be no
yes.
question.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
Suddenly.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, show up suddenly.
Hallelujah.
Well, what if he shows up and takes you home? They call me God.
Oh, that's amen. Right. Amen.
Yes.
Suddenly.
Oh, God.
If you are sitting here and you haven't had your suddenly yet, which it sounds to me like Brother Cecil's brother got his suddenly.
Yes, amen.
Now, I don't know whether it was me or whether it was the Lord tonight, but I believe Amber's going to get her suddenly.
I do too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know when that's going to happen, Brother Don, Sister Brenda. I don't know how that's going to happen. And you know what? God didn't ask me to point it out. But I believe suddenly it's going to happen.
Amen. I believe that. Yes.
Boy, y'all got quiet on that one.
Come on, brother.
Y'all don't believe it? That's all right. We will. Is that all right, Brother Don, Sister Brenda? We'll.
I believe it.
We're, suddenly.
Yeah. Amen. I believe it.
Remember the upper room full of, in one accord?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Suddenly.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
All I'm telling the church is tonight, if you haven't had your suddenly and you want, Brother Shane apparently got his suddenly, at least one of his suddenlies here not long ago. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
You got your upper room experience, didn't you?
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. Yeah.
Why can't we just have suddenlies all the time? Because they wouldn't be suddenlies. They'd be common. It's when God shows up suddenly. It's unexplainable. Oh my Lord, my God.
Oh God, yes.
In the upper room, they were on the outside saying, those men must be drunk. They can't understand the suddenly of God. The two men walking on the road to Emmaus, they didn't understand. They didn't fully understand. Did not our hearts burn within us? They couldn't fully grasp what was going on. And when you think about it with Paul and Silas, the jailer didn't understand that it was a suddenly of God. Except that when he found none of the prisoners had left, he knew there had to be something took place that was not natural.
Yes.
Not one person was killed, but all were loosed.
Yes. Come on, that's right.
Suddenly. So I believe that some of our loved ones that are lost are going to suddenly be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
God's not going to ask us for the timetable. It may not be inside of a church building. It may be in some corner on some street somewhere. It may be in some hell hole. But suddenly he's going to show up.
Right.
And you know what I believe we need? I believe we need some suddenlies happening in some bar rooms.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You don't?
I'm on.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. You got a loved one in there you've been praying for?
Yes.
I know my mom and dad were praying for me. I wasn't in a bar room. I was sitting in church. I prayed for my brother. It wasn't in a bar room. It was in a church. I prayed for my sister Brenda. It wasn't in a bar room. It was in church. That suddenly came. Now we have a little sister. I believe we're going to see a suddenly change her life to the good.
Amen.
Suddenly. I have nieces and nephews that are not serving the Lord. I believe suddenly it's going to happen.
Yes.
I just believe it's going to happen, church. Suddenly he's going to show up.
Yes.
But you need to remember something. There is a suddenly going to happen.
Yes.
Whether we're ready or whether we're not, he's suddenly going to appear.
Yes, he is. Come on,
he's
come
suddenly
on.
Going to show up and he's going to call the saints of God home.
Yes.
And for those that are not watching for him, that will be left behind, suddenly somebody's going to be
come
missing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Suddenly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Check it. I hope one day I could do that and just.
Me too.
Missy told one time she came home. This was after Karen passed away, and she came home and I had left them. I don't even remember why, but I had some clothes and I just dumped them at the foot of the steps and I left. when she came home, this is before she gave her heart to the Lord, she came home and saw my clothes laying there, and she thought the rapture took place. And then she realized my false teeth weren't there and my glasses. She figured she was safe for at least another hour. That's truth. That is truth. But suddenly it could happen. And what if our loved ones aren't ready? What if we have not reached our loved ones, at least in our prayers, even if our words won't reach them, if we haven't reached them in our prayers, what if the Lord comes tonight?
Yes.
I know what Scientology will say. Some great spaceship came and took them all away.
Yeah.
It's going to be one big spaceship, don't you think? And I know that some skeptics will say, well, you know, it was a UFO, there's no doubt. They went off onto some island. Millions upon millions of them are gone. Others will say, good riddance.
Yeah. Come on, friend.
We can now take that little church building in the Y of the road and we can turn it into a hoot nanny for the hoot nanners.
Yeah.
We have shindigs and all of that, and we can make a nice house. We can sell this piece of property. Yeah. We can do whatever we want because they're not here anymore. I don't know where they went, don't care. But their mortgage we're going to foreclose because we haven't had a payment. Suddenly.
Yes.
I want to be ready for that suddenly.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he never told us when he was coming.
That's right.
He didn't say the day nor the hour.
That's right.
He just said, watch the seasons.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. I do believe this. We're in that final season.
Amen. I believe that.
The 11th hour of the very last day.
Amen.
And I am fully I want to walk out of here. It'll probably be daylight when we get out, but maybe when I get home, I can look up in that dark sky and just see if Jesus is calling me home. Would you come to the music, please? Suddenly, church, to really want a suddenly to happen in our lives, a suddenly where we are changed forevermore. Yeah, I know that those of you that are saved, and I don't know of anyone that is not, that when we got saved, that was a sudden thing. I mean, they may have been praying for us, but it was sudden for us. We knelt down there and it's like, wow, Sister Ena, I suddenly got changed. I mean, I didn't want to do what I used to do.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say what I used to say. I didn't want to be like what I used to be like.
Come on.
There was something that suddenly changed. And man can't do that. A punk can't realize that. But I want to suddenly, that when it happens so deep within, if I get to see my next day at work, the people are going to say, something happened to Brad suddenly.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I don't understand that guy. I mean, do you see? He's walking about that far off the floor.
Amen.
I mean, look, you can't even get close to him because his face glows.
Yes, come on, brother.
Yes.
The power of something beyond my.
Yes.
People look at you like you're crazy anyway. If you're a child of God,
so
you don't cuss.
Yes.
You don't use those words, you know what I'm saying, those words. They look at you like you're crazy when you're working in a place like that where every other word is something that you don't even want to think about. But Brother John, can you imagine if we have sudden experience with God that we can't explain? They surely can't. But they'll look at us and go, my. I don't know what happened, but I sure want to know.
Oh.
I want to get closer to what they have, because what I have is death. So your loved ones, my loved ones.
Hallelujah.
Your neighbors, my neighbors. Your friends, my friends. That don't know the Lord. We need to pray that God would give us a suddenly so they can see the Most High God.
Amen.
They can experience what Saul experienced.
Amen.
The two on the road to Emmaus, they can experience what they
experienced. Hallelujah.
They can experience what the jailer and his whole family experienced.
Yeah.
We need suddenly.
Yeah.
Now, I know this has been a wonderful series of meetings for this weekend. May I encourage you not to let that die?
Try. Come on, Brad.
Look back at the landmark. Then on Friday, April the 24th, April 24th, 2015, something took place at Sounds of Victory that can be only explained. Oh. That it was a showing up of a Most High God to do something for a little group of people sitting in the lie of a road. That he suddenly showed up.
Yes. Thank you.
And then we began to talk about those things that have taken place. And when someone asks, what exactly has been going on? Oh, you have not heard. Let me tell you, that same Jesus that they crucified on the cross of Calvary, that rose again on the third day from a borrowed tomb that now sits on the right hand of the Father, through the Holy Ghost decided to show up in Cold Spring, Kentucky. And he made a sudden change in our church.
Hallelujah.